In the Institute of the Missionary Sisters of Jesus Crucified, founded in Brazil by Monsignor Francisco de Campos Barreto, Bishop of Campinas, lived a pious nun named Sister Amalia of the Scourged Jesus. Like other privileged souls like St. Francis of Assisi, St. Padre Pio, and Therese Newman, she had in her own body the sacred stigmata of Jesus. She was born in Spain on July the 22nd, 1901. Her parents moved to Brazil, while Amalia remained back to take care of her grandmother. It was only after the death of her grandmother that Amalia moved and joined her parents, arriving in Brazil on June the 16th, 1919. The young girl and future religious missionary was far from imagining that in her new homeland she would receive such prodigious manifestations of Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Sister Amalia belonged to the first group of eight nuns, co-founders of the Congregation of the Missionary Sisters of Jesus Crucified, who on December the 8th, 1927, in Campinas, received the religious habit and made their perpetual vows equally on December the 8th, 1931. One day, Sister Amalia felt inwardly called to go to Jesus present in the tabernacle. She went to the chapel where, with open arms, she knelt down before the altar and offered her life to Jesus. Then Jesus appeared for the first time to Sister Amalia and taught her the following invocations. O Jesus, hear our prayers for the sake of your most holy mother's tears. O Jesus, look upon the tears of the one who loved you most on earth and loves you most ardently in heaven. Finally, Jesus added, My daughter, whatever people will beg me for the sake of the tears of my mother, I shall lovingly grant them. Later, my mother will hand over this treasure to our beloved Institute as a magnet of mercy. 4 months later, Jesus fulfilled his promise to Sister Amalia. As the prophecy foretold, the Blessed Virgin Mary bestowed a great treasure to Heaven's beloved Institute. On March the 8th, 1930, Sister Amalia was kneeling in the chapel on the steps of the altar, when suddenly, a lady of unspeakable beauty approached her. She wore a violet robe, a blue mantle, and a white veil draped over her shoulders, which also wrapped around the chest. She had in her hand a rosary that she herself called crown. The beads glowed like the sun and were white as snow. Handing the rosary to Sister Amalia, Our Lady presented her the chaplet of her tears and told Sister Amalia that Jesus will grant graces that are begged for the sake of her tears. Our Lady told Sister Amalia,
Este texto servirá para a conversão de muitos pecadores e principalmente daqueles que estão possuídos pelo demônio. Através deste texto, o diabo será derrotado e o poder do inferno será destruído. Prepare-se para esta grande batalha.
When our Blessed Mother had finished speaking, she disappeared. On April the 8th, 1930, the Virgin Mary appeared again to Sister Amalia and revealed the medal of Our Lady of Tears and of Jesus bound, tied during his passion. She said that this same medal should be widely publicized so that the power of Satan in the world would be defeated. Our Lady added that all the faithful people who will bring that prodigious medal with love and devotion would receive innumerable graces. By order of the Mother of God, the front of this new chaplet depicts Our Lady of Tears, handing the chaplet of tears to Sister Amalia, just as it had happened during the apparition on March the 8th, 1930, surrounded by the words, O Virgin Most Sorrowful, your tears have destroyed the infernal empire. On the back, the prodigious medal depicts the image of Jesus bound, tied during his passion, with the following words, By your divine meekness, O Jesus bound, save the world from the error which threatens it. Our Lord also appeared to Sister Amalia and promised her that anyone who sets out to disclose his mother's tears will receive in heaven a very special joy and will praise all the hours spent to have made them known. Our Lord also said that all priests who will spread the power of the tears of Mary will have their labors bearing fruits of eternal life and great things they will do for love of Jesus. Through this devotion, Mary will steal millions and millions of souls away from Satan. As Jesus has given us his Sacred Heart, Mary has given us her Immaculate Heart. as Jesus has given us his most precious blood, Mary has given us her most precious tears. In today's perilous times, as we are besieged with seemingly endless and ever more ferocious attacks on the church and on our salvation, for those who don't know Mary, and those who don't care to, let the prudent among us seek the support of the tears of Mary, that they may evermore keep us in the blood of Christ. Sister Amalia of the Scourge Jesus, pray for us.